This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go to the phone lines right now and be joined by Matt Evans with KMBC Channel 9. Matt, happy to have you on the show today, man.
Hey, Carrington, how's it going?
Doing fantastic, man. So give us, as well as you can summarize it, what is happening right now. So my understanding is the Missouri Senate is having a conversation about a bill that would fund the stadiums, but it sounds like they're running into some problems.
That's right. So, yeah, actually currently right now, I'm in Jefferson City right now at the state capitol. The Missouri Senate is talking about a bill that would put another abortion vote to the people in November or another time, but that is all wrapped up in all sorts of stuff here in Jefferson City. The stadium proposal itself is being negotiated in many senators' offices right now. There is, I've been told, essentially another 30 minutes of negotiating that's going to happen here in Jefferson City before they decide if they're going to bring this thing back up or not. They brought it up on the Senate floor last night. It was met with some fierce resistance for a whole lot of reasons, including the last-minute nature of it and some infighting between the House and the Senate itself. So the plan itself on the Missouri side, this was all kind of released by the governor yesterday. He pitched it to lawmakers yesterday morning. The House quickly passed it. Basically, the plan would help pay for about half the cost of a new stadium for the Royals and then a refurbished Arrowhead Stadium, so the Chiefs would be staying there. The overall cost, still not exactly clear, but the money would cover annual bond payments for the stadium projects up to the amount that the team generated in state tax revenue for the year prior to applying for those incentives. So they would be eligible for about $50 million on top of that in tax credits for investing in their stadiums too. So really, this is truly in response to what Kansas brought up with the Star Bond proposal last session, which ends, as we know, at the end of June. So this is essentially Missouri's shot back at Kansas for a way to try to keep these teams.
Can you help me understand, because you used the term last minute, can you help me understand how a proposal like this can be deemed by anybody in leadership to be last minute? They lost the vote over a year ago. How are they now in a rush and last second trying to get a bill done when Kansas seems like they've had their ducks in a row now for over a year when it comes to the Star Bonds, and they are a very serious threat to take both of the teams away? How can Missouri be in a last minute rush to try to get this thing accomplished?
Yes, certainly. I mean, that's what it seems. But we both know that there have been conversations happening in Jefferson City and with the teams kind of ever since that happened. The reason for the last minute push, I'm told, is because these proposals are not very popular in Jefferson City and in Topeka, giving that amount of money to people who already have lots of money, obviously, Royals and Chiefs ownership. So the thought behind it was we're going to play this very close to the vest. We're going to release it the last week of session. We're going to tack it on to another bill. It doesn't have to go through the hearing process. It doesn't have to go through the regular process that a typical bill would, since it's an amendment added on. And we're going to try to push this thing across the finish line. They thought they would get less resistance this way. However, the House last week on Friday essentially scuttled the $500 million in funding for a bunch of projects that the senators wanted. And the Senate is very upset about that. So they see sinking this bill as a potential way to get back at the House when it comes to a whole lot of infighting down here in Jeff City.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Evans from KMBC9 News, just going through a lot of the information about this Senate bill, and we'll see if it gets passed in Missouri. I certainly understand the principle behind it. Hey, we don't want to give these billionaire teams a lot of money, but I mean, I think the people of Missouri also have to know if you don't want to give them the money, there are plenty of other places that will give them the money. And I'm not talking about the Royals moving to Nashville or moving somewhere else, but I mean, if Missouri doesn't give them the money, then they essentially are not making a competitive offer to then keep them on this side of state line, and they are all but assured to go to Kansas.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard it lots and lots from both the team ownership. You know, this is a business decision. They're looking at it as a business decision. And if you or I had a business and somebody was offering a bunch of money for our business and then somebody wasn't offering anything, I mean, what deal are you going to take? You know, I mean, if you look at it from that way, it really makes sense from a dollars and cents standpoint. So, you know, these negotiations, while they continue here, you know, it's important to note, too, that this would also still have to include some local money involved in all of this to make these stadiums, you know, kind of go through. I'm sure that the mayor is going to talk about that here in a little bit with you. But, you know, as far as what that funding mechanism looks like, there's still a lot of questions about that, too. And, you know, all this has happened in the last week of session. The lawmakers got to be out of here by 6 p.m. on Friday. That's the constitutional deadline to pass any kind of legislation. And the governor has said, if you don't get this stadium thing done, I'm going to bring you back here for a special session, which would likely be in June. So, you know, he's pitched that idea. The lawmakers I've talked to today, at least on the House side, have been supportive of that. Senators have been pretty tight-lipped so far today as they're still negotiating to see if they can figure out how to get this thing through.
You don't sound very optimistic that this is going to pass in the next couple of days.
You know, I don't know. These things are tough to read. And I was talking to some folks today, and the House side, I've covered this building for 15 years now. So, you know, I kind of know how things work. And the House has always been fairly regimented in the way they do things. But the Senate has shifted and they change. And I mean, things there are a completely different story. So I could see this really going either way. But I will say, when I've talked to a couple of senators just briefly in the hallway, there was some frustration on their part in trying to figure out how they could get this thing across. So, you know, I've been told that they've kind of set themselves at an internal deadline of 3 o'clock this afternoon, whether they're going to bring it back up on the floor today or not. That might mean that they just kind of give up on it because there's a whole lot of other stuff they want to get done too by Friday at six. So this certainly could gum up some of the Republican priorities they do want to pass.
What does it mean if this bill? What does it mean if this bill passes? What does it mean if this bill fails?
Well, if it passes, it certainly gives the teams a lot more incentives to stay on the Missouri side of the state line. You know, I mean, I think they look at this, and while it's not exactly the Kansas Star Bonds plan, the funding mechanisms could get somewhat close to what Kansas is offering. So I think it really gives them incentives to stay on the Missouri side of the state line. If it doesn't pass, I mean, I think the governor will probably call a special session, try to get folks lined up and get this thing across the finish line before that June 30th deadline. Because, I mean, we know that there's going to have to be something with these stadiums concrete in the next few weeks, because the June 30th deadline from Kansas is quickly approaching. Obviously, we've got a 6 p.m. deadline here in Jeff City for this session. But I mean, and time is ticking. 2031 is not that far away. It might seem like it's a long way off, but I mean, if you're building a huge multi-million to billion dollar stadium project, you want shovels in the ground, I mean, essentially in the next few years.
I know one thing. Nobody wants to randomly get called into work in the summer. I mean, that'd be motivating factor enough for me to try to get this thing done in May and not have to come back to work in June.
Well, I mean, that's certainly part of it, you know. So the governor hasn't said he'll for sure do that, but it's something that he has floated, and there is certainly some, at least from the House side, they certainly could be some support for that. So, yeah, I mean, that's certainly weighing on senators' minds as well, probably, as they try to figure out exactly what they're going to do with this thing.
What is happening on the Kansas side? Because it feels like Kansas kind of made their offer out there and they've just kind of sat back. I haven't heard a lot of rumblings coming from that side. Haven't heard a lot of news that's come out from this side. A lot of it has been Missouri and their inability to kind of get on the same page and push something through. What's happening on the other side? Because the last time we really got news about Kansas, it was about, well, the Royals want to go here. No, 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 we're not going to go there. But we haven't really heard anything concrete from that side in quite some time.
Yeah, so Kansas, there have been negotiations happening, and it's been mostly in the lieutenant governor's office. Lieutenant Governor David Tolden is also the head of the Commerce department there. So he has been leading those negotiations on the Kansas side, which are happening. So, you know, I think they're playing it a lot closer to the vest because they already have what they need from the legislature. You know, that what they passed last year, that gave the administration in Kansas essentially all the tools that they wanted to go out and try to get these teams. So, I mean, all of those negotiations are happening behind closed door. There doesn't have to be another vote over in Kansas, you know, unless something is decided, then there would have to be a vote at the local level over there. But, you know, you're not quite to that point yet. So, I mean, there are negotiations happening. We know that they're happening. We know they're behind closed doors. But they are keeping it much closer to the vest over there.
If you had to look into your crystal ball, what do you think happens next? I only ask that question because from what it seems like, and just based on how things have played out for the last year, I don't know how we can assume that the state of Missouri is going to be on the same page here in the next couple of days and push forward on one accord. So I am assuming that this is going to fail. And I would say if this fails, the threat of them moving to Kansas, if people would consider that a threat, continues to get bigger and bigger. What do you think the next 30 days, 60 days look like if this fails in the Missouri House?
Well, if it fails here in Jefferson City, I think the first question is there going to be a special session? Because if there is going to be a special session, then that gives this thing new life. You know, if it fails and the votes clearly are not there and it wouldn't even pass in a special session, then the governor doesn't call a special session. But I think that's a different conversation. You know, the Kansas proposal has been out there for a while now. So, I mean, I think that looks obviously a lot more attractive to the teams. I think I told you this before. It's tough to read the tea leaves on this one because things change rapidly. They change quickly in both Kansas and Missouri. And, you know, it's really a tough call right now because the teams do have options. But what options are most attractive to them? That's what's being discussed right now in their front offices.
Matt, what do you put on your hot dog?
My hot dog?
Yeah.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yep, mustard relish.
Bye, Matt. I mean, I was looking forward to it. I would have gave you a good send-off. You put put ketchup and relish on there. I can't talk to you anymore today, Matt. We'll happily try this again in a couple of weeks, but I can't do it anymore.
Right
Thank
answer?
You.
What's the right answer?
Mustard. You actually don't need anything else. Mustard's enough.
That's it, just mustard. You know what? I would eat a hot dog with just mustard. But if I got everything, I'll put it all on there.
That is Matt Evans of Channel 9 News joining us on the show. Great stuff, Matt. I appreciate you.
All right, man. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.